I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. Oh, for the hand of God in all my life I see, and the reason of my bliss is the secret only. Oh, for the comfort abides with me. He abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow. Oh, for the comfort abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died on the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow. Oh, for the Comforter abides with me.
God bless you. It's a pleasure for me to be back again among you.
C'est encore un plaisir pour moi d'être parmi vous.
As I told you last time, that you'll see more of me.
Comme je vous ai dit la dernière fois, que vous me verrez assez souvent.
I'm happy to be back again.
Amen. Il se peut que je retourne encore.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Je suis heureux d'être encore de retour.
And I appreciate you.
Je vous apprécie.
Appreciate your pastor.
J'apprécie votre pasteur.
And the spirit that being found in this place.
Et l'esprit que j'ai trouvé en cet endroit.
And tonight I want to speak to keep on my subject, to continue my subject.
Cet après-midi, le titre de mon sujet.
I'll continue with my subject.
Je vais continuer avec mon sujet.
But I want to speak soul science, but what I'll deal with you tonight is your purpose, saving your purpose on earth.
Je vais parler sur votre but de servir et votre but sur la terre.
Let's pray.
Prions.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this opportunity you give us again.
Amen.
To be in your presence tonight, Lord. Thank you for bringing your children back again in your house. We believe that you're going to speak to every one of us, Lord. Your people came here not to listen to a man, but to listen to you.
Amen.
Put me aside, paralyze all my senses, and take control of my tongue.
Amen.
And don't let anything outside of your word come out of my mouth.
Amen.
Lord, bless us, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit come down.
Amen.
And quicken this word to our souls, so that it can give us life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the message of the hour.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Calvary.
Yes.
Amen. Bless the reading of the word. Bless the listening of the word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read our Bible in Genesis chapter 1.
Lisons la Bible dans Genèse chapitre 1.
26, verse 26.
Le verset 26, Genèse chapitre 1, verset 26.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. You may be seated. May God bless his word. Serving your purpose on earth.
Servir votre but sur terre.
Actually, la traduction c'est servir votre dessein. Le but et le dessein c'est un peu. Yeah.
Servir votre dessein sur terre.
And you know why I like to come back on the subject of soul science.
Vous savez la raison pour laquelle j'aime revenir sur le sujet de la science de l'âme.
Because William Branham told us that.
Parce que William Branham nous a dit que
the scientists of this world,
les scientifiques de ce monde,
they've taken far, very far, men with his five senses than we preachers we have done with his soul.
Ils ont amené l'homme avec ses cinq sens plus loin que nous, le prédicateur.
So he said that, but the soul is higher and is superior to the five senses.
Et il dit que son âme est de loin supérieure à ses cinq sens.
So we are supposed to do greater things than the people of this world.
Donc nous sommes censés faire mieux des grandes choses que les gens de ce monde.
Amen. So we want to speak on your purpose, why God has created you.
Nous voulons parler sur votre dessein, pourquoi est-ce que Dieu vous a créé.
I know that you know it already.
Je sais que vous le savez déjà.
But I'll bring it to your remembrance.
Mais je vais juste vous rappeler.
Amen. William Branham said.
William Branham dit.
I am told that Napoleon, the great victor of a day gone by some years ago, about 5 years, I had the privilege of stopping near Waterloo. I picked up a little book up there. I was reading the little about Napoleon. He hated the French. He came over into France, born out in Ireland, and come to France to get even with them, but become a great conqueror. He was a gentleman to start with, but success went to his head. And he said that women, when they go to put their little babies to bed, that he was so feared, he put everything to death that didn't agree with him, that women, instead of saying, the old booger man is going to get you, they'll say, Napoleon is going to get you. And the little bright-eyed fellow would get their head under the cover real quick, thinking of that great monster, Napoleon. But you see, the victory that he won didn't last.
La victoire qu'il a gagnée n'a pas duré.
He was a prohibitionist to start with.
Il était
quelqu'un qui interdisait, je crois, la boisson.
Il interdisait la boisson pour commencer.
And died at the age of 33, an alcoholic.
À l'âge de 33 ans, il est mort, un alcoolique.
Victory of that type don't last.
Des pareilles victoires ne durent pas.
Because it's not wrought right.
Parce que ce n'est pas correct.
You can never get good out of wrong.
Et vous ne pouvez pas avoir du bien venant du mal.
You've got to play the rule of the game fair.
Vous devez jouer la règle de jeu correctement.
And anyone you know that in Olympics or any other athletic exercises, no matter if you arrive first in the race,
vous savez, dans les Jeux Olympiques ou n'importe quel autre athlète, il s'exerce.
Non, de quel autre jeu athlétique?
Ou dans un autre jeu athlétique.
No matter if you arrive first in the race.
Même si vous arrivez le premier dans la course.
But if you haven't played the game according to the rules.
Si vous n'avez pas joué selon la règle.
You are disqualified.
Vous êtes disqualifié.
You have to play the rule right.
Vous devez jouer correctement.
And that's the way it is with human life.
Et c'est ainsi que c'est avec la vie humaine.
You can't play the rules of the game of life wrong and expect to win.
Vous ne pouvez pas jouer incorrectement les règles de la vie et vous attendre à gagner.
And the purpose that you got to play it according to God's word.
Vous devez le jouer selon la volonté de Dieu, la parole de Dieu.
And the purpose that you were brought here for.
Et le dessein pour lequel vous avez été ramené ici.
So to win the race of life or the game of life, you have to play according to the word of God and the purpose for which God has put here you for.
Pour gagner la règle, le jeu de la vie, vous devez jouer selon la règle de Dieu et selon le but pour lequel Dieu vous a amené ici.
So there is the word of God.
Il y a la parole de Dieu.
We play it according to the word.
Nous jouons selon la parole.
Because the word is the foundation.
Parce que la parole c'est la fondation.
The word is the basis.
C'est le fondement, la parole.
So we have to play it according to the word.
Et nous devons jouer selon la parole.
But if you play it according to the word and not only according to the word, and you don't play it according to your purpose, you'll fail, even if you play according to the word.
Si vous jouez selon la parole et que vous ne jouez pas selon le dessein, vous allez toujours échouer parce que vous ne jouez pas selon le dessein.
So those things goes together.
Si ces deux choses vont de pair.
You got the word.
Vous avez la parole.
And you got also the purpose for which God put you here for.
Vous avez aussi le dessein pour lequel Dieu vous a mis ici.
Amen. Amen. Now.
Maintenant.
There is so many people.
Il y a beaucoup de gens
that doesn't seem to have any kind of purpose in life.
Qui ne semble avoir aucun dessein dans la vie.
Let me read it again.
Permettez-moi de le relire.
Now,
maintenant,
there is so many people.
Il y a beaucoup de gens
that doesn't seem to have any kind of a purpose in life.
Qui ne semble avoir aucun dessein dans la vie.
Especially in this day.
Particulièrement aujourd'hui.
That we now live.
Le jour dans lequel nous vivons.
En français, souvent on appelle ça aussi peut-être objectif, juste pour que les gens saisissent ça. C'est bien. D'accord. Objectif, dessin un peu. C'est beaucoup plus dessin. So, you see, and I found being a minister and a pastor or a missionary, I want to say that many Christians in this message, they don't have purpose in life.
En tant que pasteur, en tant que ministre, j'ai trouvé que beaucoup de gens, beaucoup de chrétiens, même dans le message, n'ont pas d'objectif dans la vie.
We start in January.
Nous commençons au mois de janvier.
We get to December.
On arrive au mois de décembre.
Without any purpose.
Sans aucun but.
For this year.
Pour cette année.
If I ask any one of you.
Si je demande chacun de vous.
Did you sit down with your wife?
Est-ce que vous êtes assis avec votre femme?
The beginning of this year or the end of the last year?
Au début de cette année ou à la fin de l'année passée?
Did you make an inventory of your purpose of last year? I don't even think that you had any purpose last year.
Avez-vous fait l'inventaire de votre vie l'année dernière? Je ne pense même pas que vous aviez un but ou un objectif à atteindre l'année passée.
And now,
maintenant,
you're starting the new year.
Commencez une nouvelle année.
Did you have any purpose?
Avez-vous un objectif?
In your family,
dans votre famille,
with your wife,
avec votre femme,
that this year,
que cette année,
this is what we are going to fulfill.
Voilà ce que nous allons achever.
Financially,
financièrement,
materially,
matériellement,
spiritually,
spirituellement.
Did you get yourself any purpose or any goal to reach this year?
Vous êtes-vous assigné un but à atteindre?
We can't just go like that in life.
Nous ne pouvons pas continuer à marcher comme ça dans la vie.
Amen. We wake up in the morning.
Nous réveillons le matin.
Go to sleep at the evening.
Le soir, nous allons nous endormir.
Without any purpose.
Sans aucun but.
We can't do that.
Nous ne pouvons pas le faire ainsi.
Let me read it to the end so you get an idea of what I want to bring to you.
Je vais encore relire, comme ça vous aurez l'idée de là où je vais en arriver.
Let me say this.
Permettez-moi de dire ceci.
So it's showing that today,
il montre qu'aujourd'hui,
young girls,
des jeunes filles,
young boys,
des jeunes gens,
people,
des gens,
all they have is just to cope up with the world.
Ils veulent juste s'occuper de la parole.
Non, the world. Ils veulent imiter le monde.
Ils veulent imiter le monde.
They want to be like the world.
Ils veulent être comme le monde.
They want to live like the world.
Ils veulent vivre comme le monde.
And what they have is to have a television, to have a car, to have a good salary.
Ce qu'ils veulent, c'est avoir une télévision, avoir une bonne voiture, avoir un bon salaire.
And he said, let me say this.
Que je dis ceci,
those things may be all right.
Ces choses peuvent être bonnes.
But
mais,
they are not. There is nothing wrong with them.
Il n'y a rien de mal avec ces choses.
But
mais,
there is a higher ambition.
Yeah.
There is higher ambitions in the human life than those things.
Il y a des ambitions supérieures dans la vie humaine que ces choses.
And the Christians and Christians should set their affection on higher ambitions.
Et le chrétien devrait mettre leurs ambitions, but sur les ambitions supérieures.
Amen. They should set their affections on higher ambitions.
Ils doivent avoir leur affection sur des ambitions supérieures.
As I said, you know already this, but I want to come back on that.
Comme je dis, vous savez déjà toutes ces choses, mais je voulais juste vous rappeler.
Ambition.
Ambition.
A Christian is a man of ambition.
Un chrétien est un homme d'ambition.
That's why God calls you eagles.
C'est pourquoi Dieu vous appelle aigle.
Because an eagle is a bird of higher ambition.
Parce qu'un aigle est un oiseau d'ambition haute.
He goes up there in higher ambitions.
Il va plus haut, des ambitions beaucoup plus hautes.
Amen. Then he said, I think
je pense
it would pay us all
ça va nous rémunérer
to sit down
de nous asseoir
and wonder
et nous demander
why we are here in the first place.
Pourquoi pour commencer nous sommes ici.
It will pay us all.
Ça va nous rémunérer.
It will be rewarding.
Ça va être une rémunération.
Just to sit down.
De nous
asseoir. All of us. He said all of us.
Chacun de nous.
Nous tous.
Nous tous.
Yeah, all of us.
Nous tous.
Sit down and ask ourselves.
Nous asseoir et nous poser la question.
Why are we here for?
Pourquoi nous sommes ici?
In the first place.
D'abord, pour commencer, pourquoi sommes-nous ici?
The chair you are sitting on.
La chaise sur laquelle vous êtes assis.
Got a reason why it was made.
Il y a une raison pour laquelle elle a été faite.
Your car have a reason why it was made.
Votre voiture, il y a une raison pour laquelle.
This mic got a purpose.
Ce microphone a
Nothing
un but.
Exists without a purpose.
Rien n'existe sans but.
If all those things exist with a purpose,
si toutes ces choses existent pour
then
un
what about you?
Qu'en est-il de vous?
Amen. Amen. And ever who was kind enough to bring us here. Celui qui était assez gentil pour nous amener ici.
Celui qui était assez gentil pour nous amener ici.
And ever who was kind enough to bring us here.
Celui qui était assez gentil pour nous amener ici.
We ought to consider it.
Nous devons le considérer.
And ask him.
Et lui poser la question.
What he would have us to do.
Qu'est-ce qu'il veut que nous fassions?
The purpose of us.
Notre objectif.
Of coming here to fulfill.
En venant ici que nous devons remplir.
What he has purposed us to do.
Qu'est-ce que est l'objectif qu'il nous a assigné à faire?
But we seem to just wanting to keep up with the world.
Mais nous semblons juste suivre le monde.
And Paul said.
Et Paul dit.
Don't conform yourself with this. Present world.
Ne vous conformez pas à l'âge présent.
Don't keep up with this world.
Ne suivez pas le monde.
Don't follow them.
Ne suivez pas le monde.
Don't imitate them.
Ne les imitez pas.
Don't put yourself in the same mold.
Ne vous mettez pas dans la même ambiance.
You got a reason why you are here.
Vous avez une raison pour laquelle vous êtes ici.
Hallelujah. When you buy a machine.
Lorsque vous achetez une machine.
Or a tool.
Ou un outil,
or an instrument, or a computer,
un ordinateur,
or a recorder,
ou un encodeur.
There is this recorder got a maker.
Cet encodeur a
got a maker. The man, celui qui a fabriqué.
Il a un fabricant.
The computer got a maker.
L'ordinateur a un fabricant.
Even your phone got a maker.
Même votre téléphone a
and
un
when
fabricant.
They sell it to you.
Et ce qu'il vous dit,
when they sell it to you,
quand ils vous l'ont vendu,
it was in a box.
C'était dans une boîte.
And they make sure that in that box,
ils se sont rassurés que dans cette boîte,
they got an operation manual.
Et ils ont une notice.
And they describe how to use it.
Et ils ont dans laquelle ils ont décrit comment l'utiliser.
How it is.
Comment ça.
How they made it.
Comment ils l'ont
the capacity
fait,
that it can stand.
La capacité.
They describe everything in.
Ils ont tout décrit dedans.
And they tell you not to do with that that phone.
Et ils vous disent ce qu'il ne faut pas faire avec ce téléphone.
What to do.
Et quoi faire avec
so they describe everything.
Ils ont tout décrit.
So when we got a maker.
Nous aussi nous avons un fabricant.
After he made us.
Après nous avoir créé.
He provide also an operation manual book. A book.
Il nous a aussi donné un livre.
The Bible.
La Bible.
Amen. Where he describes us and he tells us exactly why he made us for.
Il nous décrit comment, pourquoi est-ce qu'il nous a créé.
That's what the prophet said.
C'est ce que le prophète dit.
Amen. Amen. Who, and heaven who was kind enough to bring us here.
Celui qui était assez gentil pour nous amener ici.
We ought to consider it and ask him.
Nous devons le considérer et lui demander.
What he would have us to do?
Qu'est-ce qu'il veut que nous fassions?
The purpose of us coming to fulfill.
Notre objectif pour l'objectif que nous devons accomplir.
Exactly.
Exactement.
Like your phone.
Comme votre
téléphone. Like your computer.
Comme votre ordinateur.
It got a maker.
Il y a un fabricant.
And that maker has made a book.
Et ce fabricant.
It goes together with your computer.
Il va de pair avec votre ordinateur.
You too, after God has created you.
Vous aussi, de même après que Dieu vous ait créé.
He gave a book.
Il a donné.
To make sure that you know exactly how to be used.
S'assurant que vous savez comment vous êtes utilisé.
Don't follow what the Irish people are saying.
Ne suivez pas ce que les Irlandais vous disent.
What the Europeans are saying.
Ce que les Européens vous disent.
You got a maker.
Vous avez un fabricant.
He brought you for a reason.
Il vous a amené ici pour une raison.
Do you love him? The Bible said
la Bible dit
that we could overcome the world.
Nous pouvons vaincre le monde.
How do we do it?
Comment pouvons-nous y arriver?
Not by keeping up with the fashions of the world.
Non pas en suivant la mode du monde.
But the Bible said
mais la Bible dit
that faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
La foi, c'est la victoire qui vainc le monde.
It reminds me,
ça me rappelle
of one time
d'un temps
that I don't like to say this word, but it was just a bam that came to the door.
Okay, je ne veux pas dire ce mot, mais ce terme, mais c'était juste
un mendiant
qui est venu à la porte.
And he said, "Could you give me a sandwich?"
Et il a demandé si je pouvais lui donner un sandwich.
I said, "Certainly. Would you step in?"
J'ai dit certainement. Veux-tu entrer?
And instead of making him a sandwich, I thought I'd fix him something to eat.
Au lieu de lui faire un sandwich, je me suis dit que je vais lui faire quelque chose à manger.
And fix him up just about what I could
around the place
and set him down to eat. And while he was eating, I thought I would speak to him, seeing that he was a traveler.
Comme il était un voyageur,
I said, "Where did you come from?"
Je lui ai demandé où est-ce qu'il venait.
He just shrugged his shoulders and little and said, "Nowhere."
Il a bougé ses épaules et il a dit, je viens de nulle part.
I said, then, where are you going?
Je lui ai demandé, où vas-tu?
He stopped eating and looked up at me.
Il a arrêté de manger, il m'a regardé.
And he said, nowhere.
Il me dit, nulle part.
He looked around and swallowed a big bite and he said, sir.
Il a regardé autour, il a avalé et puis
just where my heart's resting, there's where I rest.
Monsieur, là où mon cœur habite.
Non, là où mon chapeau se repose, c'est là où je dors.
Là où mon chapeau se repose, c'est là où je dors.
I said, I see.
J'ai dit, oui, je vois.
I said, how long have you been doing this?
Je lui ai demandé, ça fait combien de temps que tu fais ceci?
He said, oh, some 20 years or more.
Il dit, 20 ans ou plus.
With no ambitions to better himself.
Sans ambition pour mieux s'améliorer.
20 years of with no ambitions.
20 ans sans ambition.
And he said, that's exactly with the church.
Ça, c'est exactement la même chose avec l'église.
It makes us laugh, but it's exactly the condition of the church.
Ça nous fait rire, et pourtant c'est la condition de l'église.
How long we have been the message?
Combien de temps avons-nous été dans le message?
How long have you been the message? 20 years, 25 years.
20 ans, 25 ans.
With no ambition.
Sans ambition.
With no ambition.
Sans ambition.
No purpose at all.
Aucun but, aucun objectif.
We should know why we are here for.
Nous devons savoir la raison pour laquelle nous sommes ici.
And serve our purpose.
Et servir notre dessein.
Because the prophet said only the thing that serves the purpose of God.
Parce que le prophète dit que c'est seulement la chose qui sert le but, le dessein de Dieu.
That have the right to resurrection.
Qui a droit à la résurrection.
Without serving your purpose, you'll never come into the resurrection.
Sans servir votre dessein, vous ne reviendrez pas dans la résurrection.
Amen. So we should know why we are here for.
Nous devons savoir pourquoi nous sommes ici.
Amen. And every one of us,
chacun de nous,
in all the domain of life,
dans tous les domaines de la vie,
we should be sure,
nous devons nous assurer,
that we have a purpose,
que nous avons un objectif.
We have goals to reach.
Nous avons des buts à atteindre.
Even as a church,
même en tant qu'église,
the prophet said you should have a purpose.
Les prophètes disent que vous devez avoir un objectif.
You should have goals.
Vous devez avoir des objectifs.
And you should have ambitions.
Et vous devez avoir des ambitions.
He said, I don't have any confidence in a church.
Je n'ai aucune confiance dans une église.
That has no ambition to embed themselves day after day, year after year.
Dans une église qui n'a aucune ambition de s'améliorer jour après jour,
après
année après année.
Amen. Amen. So now I'm speaking on your purpose.
Maintenant, je parle à propos de votre dessein.
The prophet said again in a fundamental foundation for faith.
Fondement pour la foi, le prophète dit,
Father, now long speaking, most 45 minutes.
Père, maintenant après avoir parlé pendant 45 minutes,
just speaking to the people, trying to get them to see their purpose.
Essayant amenant les gens à
here.
De les amener à voir les buts pour lesquels leur
so
but
I,
ici.
I spoke long. 45 minutes just to try to let the people see their purpose.
Pendant 45 minutes longues, j'ai parlé aux gens juste pour leur faire voir leur objectif.
Their purpose is not to go to work.
Leur objectif n'est pas d'aller au travail.
Come on, are you with me?
Êtes-vous avec moi?
Can you say amen to that?
Alléluia.
I know that some of us came from far Africa just to have to work this side.
Je sais que certains de nous sont venus de loin, loin de
But let me tell you, that's not your purpose.
Laissez-moi vous dire que ce n'est pas ça votre objectif.
Ah, that was just a reason God used for you to be here and save your purpose here.
C'était juste une raison que Dieu a utilisé pour que vous soyez ici.
Are you with me?
Votre dessein.
Yeah. God have created all these things we have been going through for a reason.
Que vous avez traversée.
Imagine if you were not in this country.
Imaginez si vous n'étiez pas dans ce pays.
In Dublin,
à Dublin,
we could not have this church.
Amen. Pas avoir cette église.
Actually,
amen. Actuellement,
you see that people here, they don't believe.
Vous voyez que les gens ici ne croient pas.
But the prophet said he saw in every nation a bride.
Le prophète dit qu'il a vu dans chaque nation une épouse.
And there must be a bride in every nation.
Il doit y avoir une épouse dans chaque nation.
And to fulfill the word of the prophet, God has to cause the troubles in Africa, in eastern countries.
Pour accomplir la parole du prophète, Dieu devrait
to move people this side. So that in every nation there must be a bride.
Il y ait une épouse.
Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
God is behind every move.
Derrière chaque mouvement.
Do you believe that?
Croyez-vous
God is behind every move.
Il est derrière tout mouvement.
We believe that.
Nous le croyons.
So he said, I'm preaching to let them see their purpose.
Je leur ai prêché pour qu'ils puissent voir leur destin.
Their purpose is not to go to work.
Leur destin n'est pas d'aller au travail.
Don't say that Brother Joseph said don't work.
Ne dites pas que le frère Joseph a dit ne travaillez plus.
The prophet said every Christian must work.
Le prophète dit chaque chrétien, tout chrétien doit
travailler. A true Christian must work.
Tout chrétien doit travailler.
But their purpose is not to go to work.
Mais leur objectif n'est pas d'aller au travail.
And come in at night.
Et revenir le soir.
And eat the meals.
Manger le repas.
And go to bed.
Et puis s'endormir.
And read the paper the next morning.
Le jour suivant lire le journal.
And go back to work.
Et puis retourner au travail.
And again day in and day out.
Et encore un jour de plus, un jour
so
de plus,
you
un
see,
jour de
that's what we are living.
C'est ainsi que nous vivons.
What the prophet said here.
C'est que le prophète dit.
That
ici,
our life here.
C'est ça notre vie.
Go to work.
Aller au travail.
Come back.
Revenir.
Eat.
Manger.
Sleep.
Dormir.
Read the newspaper.
Lire
go
le
back
journal,
to work. Come back.
Retourner.
And you got some holidays.
Vous avez le congé.
And the same thing.
Et la même
but
chose.
Say, that's not your purpose.
Il dit que ce n'est pas ça le but.
Amen. Neither is Amen. Amen. Neither is it to go to church on Sunday morning.
Et encore moins pour aller à l'église le dimanche matin.
So even we come to church.
Même si nous venons à l'église.
It's a good thing to come to church.
C'est bien de venir à l'église.
But that was not the purpose.
Mais ce n'était pas ça le but.
For God to put us here.
Et Dieu nous a placés ici.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you believe that? So that was not your purpose.
Ça, ce n'était pas votre objectif.
To go to church.
Aller à l'église.
On Sunday morning.
Le dimanche matin.
Listen to the sermon.
Écoutez la prédication.
Go home.
Retourner à la
go
maison,
to work.
Aller au travail.
And Father.
Et Père,
we are here.
Nous sommes ici.
This is a purpose. We are here.
Le but, nous sommes ici.
To be instruments of yours.
D'être tes instruments.
You redeemed them back to the right estate.
Tu les as rachetés à l'état correct, convenable.
Man in his right mind believes God for all things. L'homme dans son bon sens, il croit Dieu pour toutes choses.
Mais l'homme dans son bon sens croit Dieu pour toutes choses.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you see,
vous voyez,
we are created to be an instrument.
Nous sommes créés pour être des instruments.
In the hand of God.
Dans la main de Dieu.
But because we bypass our theophany.
Mais parce que nous avons dépassé notre théophanie.
Contourné.
Nous avons contourné notre théophanie.
We forgot these things.
Nous avons oublié ces
but
choses.
Jesus never forgets.
Mais Jésus n'a pas oublié.
He never bypassed the theophany.
Il n'avait pas contourné sa théophanie.
We have to bypass it because we have to come into the flesh to be tempted.
Nous devions contourner pour venir dans la chair et tenter.
But him, he came straight from thought to theophany to the flesh.
Mais lui est venu directement de la pensée par la théophanie et dans la chair.
And that's why he had not to forget.
C'est pourquoi il ne pouvait pas oublier.
He knew his position.
Il savait sa position.
Amen. Amen. But we forgot.
Mais nous avons oublié.
That's why the word has come back to us.
C'est pourquoi la parole de Dieu nous est venue.
To remind us.
Pour nous rappeler.
Of our right position.
De notre position correcte.
And he said Jesus knew who he was.
Que Jésus savait ce qu'il était.
That's why he had faith.
C'est pourquoi il avait la foi.
So knowing who you are,
sachant qui vous êtes,
your purpose,
votre dessein,
the reason why you are here,
la raison pour laquelle vous êtes ici.
Amen. Amen. Then you will have faith.
Alors vous aurez la foi.
And faith is our victory.
Et la foi, c'est notre victoire.
And the prophet said in the same sermon,
le prophète dit dans la même
that without purpose,
sans objectif, sans
you are just like a floater. On the water, on the river, you don't have any direction because you don't have any purpose. But if you know who you are, amen, your purpose here, your life will change straight and you'll have faith, amen. And the prophet said, sometimes you don't have faith because you don't have any purpose in life. But if you have a purpose, even sickness will go far from you. Because as long as you don't finish with your purpose, no devil will touch you. That would explain why David had that faith, courage to go and face the lion, the bear. Because after he had the anointing of the prophet, tell him that he will be a king in Israel. And he knew that the prophet can't lie. He knew that he can't die before he is a king. So when he went to face the bear, he knew that the bear won't kill him because he was not yet the king. He didn't have fulfilled his purpose yet. And he killed the bear. When the lion came, he was not yet the king. So he knew that he can't die before he is a king. He must first sit on the throne. That's why he killed the lion. He had the faith to kill the lion. And when he faced Goliath, he knew that he was not the king yet. He was chosen. He was anointed to sit on the throne. And you too, you are here for a purpose. You are here to represent God. You are in this country to fulfill a purpose. Nothing will hurt you as long as you didn't yet fulfill your purpose. Nothing will hurt you. Are you with me? Death won't touch you. Death won't touch you. Sickness will come, but it will never destroy you. Because you have a purpose to fulfill. Amen. Give yourself a purpose. Find your purpose. Pray for God to reveal your purpose. Why are you here for? And serve that purpose. You'll start succeed. You'll start prosper. You know, Adam, as long as he was in his position, serving his purpose, everything was under him.
En dessous de lui.
Oh, as long he was in his position.
Parce qu'il était dans sa position.
But the day he left,
le jour où il a quitté,
serving his purpose, he got out of the position.
Il était hors
Everything
de sa position.
Came against him.
Tout s'est tourné contre lui.
Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
If you see in your life,
si vous voyez dans votre
you are
vie,
fighting,
vous vous battez,
struggling,
en train de vous battre,
check. Check.
Vérifier.
You are not serving your purpose.
Ah, vous n'accomplissez pas votre
but. Can you say amen?
Pouvez-vous dire amen?
If you are serving your purpose,
si vous servez votre dessein,
hindrances will come.
Les obstacles viendront.
But you'll have faith.
Mais vous avez la foi.
Amen. To overcome them.
Et vous allez les vaincre.
Amen. Now, what are we anyhow?
Qui sommes-nous? Quoi sommes-nous de toutes les façons?
How do we get here?
Comment sommes-nous arrivés ici?
What are we here for?
Pourquoi sommes-nous ici?
Did you ever think of those things along those lines?
Avez-vous jamais pensé de ces choses?
We are human beings.
Nous sommes des êtres humains.
And what made us human beings?
Qu'est-ce qui fait de nous des êtres humains?
What made us different from anything else on earth?
Qu'est-ce qui fait de nous différents de toute autre chose sur la terre?
No matter what state a man in is in.
Peu importe l'état dans lequel un homme se trouve.
Is yet a son of God.
Il est toujours fils de Dieu.
No matter how sinful he is.
Peu importe combien il est pécheur.
How far away he is.
Combien loin il se trouve.
He is a fallen son.
Il est un fils déchu.
But yet he is a son.
Mais il est toujours fils.
God is his creator.
Et Dieu est son créateur.
God is his maker.
Dieu est son fabricant.
God has bought him with a price.
Dieu nous a racheté avec un.
He may never reconcile himself to that.
C'est pour qu'il ne se réconcilie pas avec
He may never accept it.
Et qu'il ne l'accepte pas.
It may never do him any good.
Et c'est pour que ça ne lui fasse pas du bien.
But yet,
mais
he is a son and she is a daughter of God.
Et elle est toujours fille de Dieu.
What did God put man here for?
Pourquoi est-ce que Dieu a placé l'homme ici?
Now we could spend much time on these thoughts.
Nous pouvons passer du temps sur cette pensée.
But we won't.
Mais nous n'allons pas.
We just give it basic thought here for tonight.
Ce soir, nous allons juste donner une idée de base.
Then we'll go praying for the sick, cause perhaps ministers has already spoke and so forth.
Et puis nous allons prier pour les malades.
Now God, when He made man in the beginning,
maintenant Dieu, lorsqu'il a créé l'homme au commencement,
He made him superior to anything.
Il a fait supérieur à toute chose.
On earth,
sur la terre,
He gave him the jurisdiction of everything.
Il lui a donné la juridiction de toute chose sur
to
terre.
Control everything.
Et il le contrôle.
He controlled the animal life.
Il a contrôlé la vie.
He controlled the fall life.
Il a contrôlé
the fishes of the sea.
Il a contrôlé
He controlled the winds.
Il a contrôlé.
He controlled.
Il contrôlait
the winds.
Le vent.
He controlled the plant life.
Il a contrôlé la vie des arbres.
He controlled everything.
Il a contrôlé toute chose.
Man was a secondary god on earth.
L'homme était un dieu secondaire sur terre.
He was given the power to control.
On lui a donné la puissance, le pouvoir de contrôler.
All things. Are you with me?
Toutes choses. Et vous avec
we are speaking on your purpose.
Nous parlons à votre à propos de votre sujet et votre dessein.
Why you are here? The reason
pourquoi
why you are
vous
here.
Ici.
God created you.
Dieu vous a créé
to control.
Pour contrôler.
So when you don't control.
Et pourquoi est-ce que vous ne contrôlez
pas? No, when you don't control.
Lorsque vous ne contrôlez pas,
you are sinning.
Vous péchez.
That sin.
Et ça c'est le péché.
Amen.
You are not serving the reason why God put you here.
Vous ne servez pas la raison pour laquelle Dieu vous a placé ici.
You were not created for something to control you.
Vous n'êtes pas créé pour que quelque chose vous contrôle.
Non.
Non.
When God created you,
lorsque Dieu vous a créé,
He put everything under your control.
Il a placé toutes choses sous votre contrôle.
Amen.
Sin.
Le péché.
Sickness.
La maladie.
Temperament.
Le tempérament.
Devils.
Le diable.
Situations.
Les situations.
Circumstances.
Les circonstances.
When you see a Christian complaining.
Lorsque vous voyez un chrétien se plaindre.
Of any situation.
De toute situation. D'une situation.
He doesn't know. He's ignoring. His position.
Il ignore sa position.
You are master, as we said last time, of every circumstance.
Comme on l'a dit la fois dernière, que vous êtes maître de toutes circonstances.
Adam could speak and the winds would stop.
Adam pouvait parler et le vent s'arrêtait.
He could speak to the trees and the trees obeyed him.
Il pouvait parler aux arbres et les arbres obéirent.
He could speak to the wildlife and the wildlife would obey him.
Il pouvait parler à la vie sauvage et la vie sauvage
allait obéir. The waters would obey him.
Les eaux lui obéissaient.
Everything that was the
toutes
beginning
choses,
of man.
Et ça c'était le commencement de
and
l'homme.
God gave him power.
Et Dieu
of...
lui a donné le pouvoir sur toutes choses.
And through the fall,
et par la chute,
he lost that power.
Il a perdu ses pouvoirs.
And he becomes unconscious of the fact.
Il est devenu inconscient.
After losing his relationship, his friendship.
Après avoir perdu sa relation d'amitié.
His relationship.
Sa relation.
His friendship.
Son amitié.
And his fellowship.
Et sa communion.
With the Father.
Avec le Père.
He became unconscious.
Il est devenu inconscient.
So you see.
Vous voyez.
Man became. He was still the master, but an unconscious master.
Il était toujours maître, mais un maître inconscient.
Are you with me?
Vous êtes avec moi?
He was. He had the power.
Il a la puissance.
But he lost the power by becoming unconscious.
Mais il a perdu cette puissance en devenant inconscient.
So being unconscious.
Étant inconscient.
Is ignorant.
Il est ignorant.
That he was created to control.
Qu'il était créé pour contrôler.
And he said, but Jesus came and bring men back to that. He redeemed him.
Et il dit que Jésus est venu pour ramener l'homme. Il a racheté.
He brought us back to the eternal fellowship and relationship.
Il nous a ramené à la communion éternelle.
And relationship.
Et la relation.
To God to be His son and daughters again.
D'être à nouveau des fils et des filles de Dieu.
To restore back all that Adam lost.
Et de restaurer tout ce qu'Adam avait perdu.
In the fall.
Dans la chute.
And to redeem is to bring back.
Et racheter, c'est ramener.
In the original position.
Dans la position originale.
And Jesus has brought us back to our real position.
Et Jésus nous a ramené dans notre position réelle.
But the thing is, the prophet said, the thing of it is.
La chose est que,
though Jesus has already redeemed us,
bien que Jésus nous ait déjà racheté,
but people are still living under the privilege.
Les gens continuent à vivre en dessous de leur privilège.
Why?
Pourquoi?
The thing of it is,
la chose est que,
since he has restored men back to this place,
depuis qu'il a ramené l'homme à cette place,
man in the fall has lost his conscience.
L'homme dans la chute a perdu sa conscience.
Of what Father put him here on earth.
De la raison pour laquelle Dieu le Père l'a placé sur terre.
Can you say amen?
Je vais dire amen.
So the redemption is already there.
La rédemption est déjà là.
The power is already restored.
La puissance est déjà restaurée.
The life is already restored.
La vie est déjà restaurée.
But what we need now,
ce dont nous avons besoin maintenant,
is to become conscious.
C'est d'être conscient.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
To be awakened to our consciousness.
À d'être réveillé à notre conscience.
The consciousness to be aware.
Et la conscience d'être conscient.
Of our position.
À de notre position.
Why are we here for?
À pourquoi nous sommes ici?
Amen. So you were created.
Si vous étiez créé,
to have dominion.
D'avoir, pour avoir la domination.
Do you believe that?
Amen. Voyez-vous?
Read with me Psalm chapter 8.
Lisez avec moi Psalm chapitre 8.
To the chief musician upon Githif, a psalm of David. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strife because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers,
amen,
the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him,
amen,
and the son of man that thou visitest him?
Hallelujah.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion.
Hallelujah.
Over the works of thy hands.
Amen.
Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Amen.
All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea. Whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our God, Lord, our excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Hallelujah.
Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Tu as tout mis sous ses pieds.
Do you believe that Satan is the works of the hand of God?
Croyez-vous que Satan est l'œuvre, l'ouvrage des mains de Dieu?
But God has put all the works of his hand under your feet.
Mais Dieu a placé tout son ouvrage, l'œuvre de ses mains sous tes pieds.
Satan under your feet.
Sous tes pieds.
Devils.
Le diable,
under your feet.
Sous tes pieds.
Sin.
Le péché.
Under your feet.
Sous tes pieds.
Sickness.
La maladie.
Under your feet.
Sous tes pieds.
Situations under your feet. Nothing.
Rien.
God has, it's not you have, he doesn't say we have put ourselves. No, he put.
Il n'est pas dit que nous nous sommes placés. Non, lui a mis.
It's not me who put the things under my feet, but God put under my feet.
C'est pas moi qui ai mis ces choses en dessous de mes pieds, mais c'est
He didn't ask me my opinion.
Il n'a pas demandé ma
if I need it or not. But he decided to put everything under my feet.
Sous mes pieds.
Nothing has to control me.
Rien ne peut contrôler.
You know that this language, this expression,
savez cette expression?
It's showing when the people were fighting in those days.
Ça montre lorsque les gens se battaient ces temps-là.
And when he kicks his enemy down.
Lorsque vous frappez votre ennemi par terre.
Then you put your feet on his head.
Et que vous mettez
to show that you have.
Pour montrer que
you have you won him. Are you with me? So that those God show that before even the war start, the battle start, we are already victorious.
Dieu montre que avant même que la guerre ne commence, nous sommes déjà victorieux.
We are playing a game where we have already have the victory.
Nous jouons un jeu que nous une guerre que nous avons déjà gagnée.
He put everything under your feet.
Il a placé toutes choses sous vos pieds.
Everything has to obey you.
Toutes choses doivent vous obéir.
So you are here.
Ainsi vous êtes ici.
To fulfill that.
Pour accomplir cela.
To show that.
Pour montrer cela.
And as long as the church
aussi longtemps que l'église
doesn't express that, manifest that,
n'exprime pas cela, n'exprime pas cela ou ne manifeste pas.
We are living under our privilege.
Nous vivons en dessous de nos privilèges.
And we are out of the program of God.
Et nous sommes hors du programme de Dieu.
You must control everything in your life.
Vous devez tout contrôler dans votre vie.
Are with me?
Êtes-vous avec moi?
That's what he said in Genesis 1 we read.
C'est ce qu'il a dit dans Genèse.
Let him have dominion.
Qu'il domine.
Dominion.
Qu'il ait la domination.
Let him control.
Qu'il contrôle.
Let him have jurisdiction over everything.
Qu'il ait la juridiction sur toute chose.
Dominion.
La domination.
Means to control.
Il doit contrôler.
To master.
Il doit maîtriser.
To influence.
L'influencer.
To subject.
Soumettre.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
maintenant,
how this is being performed?
Comment est-ce que ceci est performé?
Why we don't see the church having dominion?
Pourquoi est-ce que nous ne voyons pas l'église dominer?
Because God has made them. Us to have dominion.
Parce que Dieu les a créés pour qu'ils aient la domination.
Why don't we see that?
Pourquoi est-ce que nous ne voyons pas cela?
In many Christians' life.
Dans la vie de beaucoup de chrétiens.
You check in the families.
Vous vérifiez, vous regardez les familles.
People can't just control the situations in the family.
Les gens ne peuvent pas contrôler la situation dans la famille.
When men, can I have something? When there's a problem in the family,
lorsqu'il y a des problèmes dans la famille,
people, it's out of control.
C'est hors contrôle.
The pastor must come.
Les pasteurs doivent venir.
To fix the problem.
Pour arranger le problème.
Why?
Pourquoi?
It just seems like the bride is under. Living under the privilege.
L'épouse est en train de vivre en dessous de ses privilèges.
God can't lie.
Dieu ne peut pas mentir.
Whatever he said,
tout ce qu'il dit,
it's true.
C'est vrai.
Amen.
When he said, "Let him have dominion,"
lorsqu'il dit qu'il ait la domination,
but before he said that,
mais avant de le dire,
he gave us something.
Il nous a donné quelque chose.
He said, "Let make man in our own image."
Il dit, "Créons l'homme à notre image."
This is the man.
Voici l'homme.
To whom he gave dominion.
À qui il a donné la domination.
So the prophet said.
Le prophète dit.
He will give us an example that will help us to understand Genesis chapter 1.
De comprendre qui va nous aider à comprendre Genèse 1.
He said, "It's like I said some time ago."
Comme j'ai dit il y a quelque temps.
A little policeman here in Louisville.
Ici à Louisville, un petit policier.
Standing there with a little, he was littler than I am.
Il était plus petit que moi.
And you know, Brother Bram was so small.
Savez,
but this policeman is smaller than Brother Branham.
Mais ce policier était plus petit que le frère Branham.
He has his hat was pulled down over his ears.
Son chapeau descendait en dessous de ses oreilles.
His uniform about half hanging off of him.
Son uniforme dépassait en taille.
His uniform about half hanging off of him.
son uniforme.
La moitié était presque en train de. So he was so small, even the uniform was so big.
Ah oui, il était tellement petit que l'uniforme était plus grand.
He walked out there on the street.
Il est sorti là sur la rue.
The little kept pistol-like on his side.
Il a gardé son petit. Son
little stick in his hand. Little whistle. Walked out there,
a
pair of white gloves on. Them cars, some of them, 150 power, 100 power.
Certains de ces camions de 100.
Whirling by that street like the lightning.
En train de passer
zoom
sur
zoom. Well, that poor little couldn't stop. He couldn't stop that.
Il ne pouvait pas arrêter cela.
He couldn't have stopped that a runaway pony. From his strength.
Il ne pouvait pas arrêter cela.
Certainly not.
Certainement pas.
But he walked on the street.
Mais il a marché sur la rue.
That badge shining.
Ce badge en train de.
Blow that whistle.
Il a sifflé.
Held up that hand.
Il a levé la main.
Brother.
Frère.
300 power horsepower motors. Squeaked.
Un moteur de 300 chevaux.
Squid brakes. Everything else.
Toute autre chose.
It wasn't the power of a man. The man.
C'était la puissance.
Ce n'était pas.
Ce n'était pas la puissance de
l'homme. It was the authority he had.
C'est l'autorité qu'il a.
That's the church.
Et l'église.
That's the church. C'est ça l'église.
Ça c'est ça l'église.
Might be a bunch of holy rollers, so called.
Ils peuvent être des saints qui roulent par terre.
Whatever you want to call it.
Peu importe combien
but
comment
it's
vous voulez
the authority.
Mais c'est l'autorité.
It's the authority.
C'est l'autorité.
Behind it.
Derrière elle.
That's what does it.
C'est ça ce qui fait d'elle.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
Oh, I like that.
J'aime cela.
It's like that little policeman.
C'est juste comme ce petit policier.
He was smaller.
Il était petit.
No power.
Pas de pouvoir.
To stop.
Pas de puissance pour
a
arrêter
big truck.
Un gros camion.
But when he went on the street.
Mais quand il est arrivé dans la
with
rue,
his uniform on.
Avec son uniforme.
And with his whistle.
Avec son sifflet. Il a levé la main.
And the truck stopped.
Et le camion s'est arrêté.
They don't stop by. They are not stopped by his power.
Ils ne sont pas arrêtés. Par sa puissance,
but they are stopped by the authority
sont stoppés par le
that is behind that small man. And he said, that is the church.
C'est ça, l'église.
Can you say amen?
Vous dire,
so we don't have the power in ourselves.
Nous n'avons pas de puissance en nous.
The dominion he gave us,
la domination qu'il nous a donné,
it was not about our power,
c'était pas à propos de notre pouvoir,
not the authority.
Mais l'autorité.
He gave us authority.
Il nous a donné l'autorité.
As they give to the policeman the authority,
un policier, on lui donne l'autorité.
So is with the church.
Ainsi en est-il avec l'église.
So the devils,
le diable,
they don't recognize you.
Ne vous reconnaît pas.
They recognize the power behind you.
La
the authority behind you.
Vous.
You represent authority.
Vous représentez l'autorité.
And if they don't see that, they'll never be submit to you.
Ils ne seront jamais soumis.
They obey you. As long as they see the authority you represent. That's what happened in Genesis. To let you understand. This policeman. Before he goes on the street. You just don't take someone behind the house and put him on the street as a police. No, they take the man. They enroll him in the police academy. When you must go first to the police academy. When they train you as a policeman. And you know what happened in the police academy? They break your will. They have to. No, your will. Your volonté.
Votre volonté.
They break your will. They break your will.
Ils brisent votre volonté.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
They change your character.
Ils changent votre caractère.
They break your character.
Ils brisent votre caractère.
Because as civilians,
parce que en tant que civil,
they are disobedient.
Les civils sont désobéissants.
You know, I got some policemen in my the colonels in my church.
J'ai des policiers dans mon église.
And when they speak between themselves,
entre eux, ils se parlaient.
When they speak between themselves,
quand ils parlent entre eux,
when they don't agree on something,
s'ils ne sont pas d'accord sur quelque chose,
two soldiers will say, get there, get out the civilians.
Ils disent, allez, va-t'en, civil.
So why you are treating your friend civil, civilians?
Pourquoi est-ce que vous traitez
civilians are undisciplined.
Ces civils sont indisciplinés.
You see? Because when you go to the police academy,
lorsque vous allez à l'académie policière,
they teach you to obey someone else's will.
On vous enseigne à obéir la volonté de quelqu'un.
They train you.
On vous forme.
In such a way, they ask you to abandon to leave your will aside.
On vous forme de façon à mettre de côté votre volonté.
You are not allowed to use your will in the army.
Vous n'êtes pas permis d'utiliser votre volonté dans l'armée.
Are you with me?
Vous êtes avec moi.
The first thing when you go to the army,
la première chose quand vous allez dans
l'armée, they tell you not to stop choosing. They'll choose for you. They decide for you.
Ils vous enseignent d'arrêter de choisir. Ils décident pour vous et ils choisissent pour vous.
You know when they go to fight.
Vous savez, lorsqu'ils vont dans
even if the enemy is there.
Même si l'ennemi est là.
If the boss doesn't say shoot, they will never shoot.
Et si le patron ne dit pas tirer, ils ne vont pas tirer.
The commander must give an order.
Le commandant doit donner l'ordre.
For them to obey.
Et ils doivent obéir.
If there is no order from above,
s'il y a un ordre d'en haut,
if there is no order,
s'il n'y a pas d'ordre
from above,
d'en haut,
they will never do anything.
Ils ne feront rien.
It's the way they teach the police.
C'est ainsi que les policiers sont enseignés.
Because this man,
parce que cet homme,
he will be using a gun.
Il va utiliser une arme.
And if he's not disciplined,
s'il n'est pas discipliné,
he can kill everyone.
Il peut tuer tout le monde.
So they want to be sure.
Et ils veulent s'assurer
that before they give him authority,
avant de lui donner l'autorité,
himself is disciplined.
Il est discipliné.
Himself is molded.
Il est façonné.
He is completely transformed.
Il est complètement entièrement transformé.
What they are doing? What are they doing?
Ce qu'ils font.
They are changing his character.
Ils changent son caractère.
They are changing him.
Ils le changent
from a civilian image
de l'image civile
to the image of a policeman.
À l'image d'un policier.
So they change him into the image of a policeman.
À l'image d'un policier.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
Let us make men in our own image.
À notre image.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
So God was molding his character in a man. We are going to give to this man the power.
Nous allons donner la puissance
to control the wind. To control the water. If he is not in our image,
il n'est pas à notre image,
he will destroy everything.
Il va tout détruire.
Let us be sure that he got our image.
Il a notre image.
He reflects our character.
Il reflète notre caractère.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us make men in his our own image. In our likeness.
À notre ressemblance.
Hallelujah. Amen. And it takes time into the academy to train the man.
Ça met du temps pour former un homme.
To break his character.
Pour briser son caractère.
To change his character.
Pour changer son caractère.
To give him a character. Proper character.
Pour lui donner un caractère propre.
A disciplined character.
Un caractère discipliné.
A character of obedience.
Le caractère de l'obéissance.
Hallelujah. William Branham could never experience.
Ne pouvait pas expérimenter.
The third pool.
Le troisième pool.
When he was a young boy.
Quand il était jeune homme.
With the gun.
Avec un fusil.
He almost killed five boys.
Il avait presque tué cinq garçons.
Amen.
God have to Bring him to his academy.
Dieu devrait l'amener dans son académie.
Break his character.
Briser son caractère.
Mold him.
Le façonner.
Change him into his own image.
Changer dans notre image.
He said, "Oh, the old William Branham,
le vieux William Branham
died 40 years ago.
Est mort il y a 40 ans.
And the one here,
qui est ici,
oh, you." He loves his enemy.
Il aime ses ennemis.
Can you say amen? He can pray for his enemy.
Il peut prier pour ses ennemis.
And then the third pool could come into manifestation.
Alors, le troisième pool peut venir.
And when this boy and this girl was misbehaving in the church,
lorsque ce garçon et cette fille se conduisaient à l'église,
you can curse them.
Il pouvait les maudire.
You can curse them.
Vous pouvez les maudire.
You can say whatever you want.
Vous pouvez dire tout ce que vous voulez.
The angel told him, say whatever you want.
L'ange lui a dit.
L'ange lui a dit de faire, de dire tout ce qu'il voulait dire.
If you want them to be blind,
si tu veux qu'ils soient,
they'll go blind.
Ils vont être
if you want
aveugles.
Them to die, I'll kill them.
Qu'ils meurent, ils vont mourir.
But God was already sure and certain.
Dieu était déjà sûr et certain
that William Branham is in my own image.
William Branham était en mon image.
He can only do what I do.
Il ne peut faire que ce que je fais.
That's why he said,
c'est pourquoi il
I
dit,
forgive you.
Je
can you say amen?
Amen?
Let us make man in our own image.
À notre image.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's about the character.
Ça concerne le caractère.
To be identified with the character of God.
Identifié avec le caractère de Dieu.
So they change your character.
Ainsi, ils vont changer le caractère.
Oh, it's sometimes it's not nice.
Parfois, ce n'est pas bien.
The way they break their characters.
La façon dont ils brisent le caractère.
I got one brother was telling me how they train them.
J'ai un frère qui me disait comment ils.
Ah, it's not nice to hear that.
Ce n'est pas bien d'entendre cela.
It's hard.
C'est dur.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Sometimes say in the morning, you know, as you are here in winter time.
Vous savez, comme ici, pendant l'hiver,
sometimes they send them in the water
quelqu'un qu'on envoie
without clothes on.
Sans vêtements.
They must stay there for 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Il doit rester là deux
completely in water. Don't come out.
Complètement dans l'eau,
so they train them in a hard way.
Ils le forment de façon très dure.
Sometimes you go through tough time.
Parfois vous y allez.
Vous allez dans les problèmes difficiles.
Dans les problèmes difficiles.
You go through trials.
Vous allez dans des épreuves.
It's God training you.
C'est Dieu en train de vous former.
God molding you.
Dieu en train de vous façonner.
You are not here on earth.
Vous n'êtes pas ici sur terre.
To be happy.
Pour être heureux.
Your happiness is the other side. God is interested in one thing here.
Dieu n'est intéressé
in the your
chose.
Building of your character. He wants your character to be like his character. So whatever is necessary to mold you, he will use it. You can run today, run away today, but it will come back to you. Until you go through that, he is interested in your character. I'm telling you the truth, brother. Myself, I went through that.
Moi-même, je l'ai traversé.
And I'm still going
cela.
Through that.
Et j'ai continué à connaître cela.
And sometimes I was very rebellious. I became rebellious to God.
Parfois, je me suis rebellé contre Dieu.
But I come to understand.
Mais finalement, il m'est
that is the master.
Il est le maître.
Amen.
Amen.
I am the clay.
Je suis la
I am in his hands.
Je suis dans sa main.
He is molding me.
Il est en train de me façonner.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Sometimes it's not nice.
Parfois ce n'est pas bien.
It's not good.
Ce n'est pas bon.
To our taste.
Selon notre goût.
But it's good for him.
Mais pour lui c'est bon.
Because he's pursuing something.
Parce qu'il est en train de poursuivre quelque chose.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Le croyez-vous?
You know, he brought Brother Branham through things.
Il a fait traverser le frère Branham beaucoup de choses.
Why?
Pourquoi?
He was training him.
Il est en train,
he was molding
le
former, him.
En train de le façonner.
Every one of us must go through that.
Et chacun de nous doit.
He said, every child of God, true child of God,
chaque enfant de Dieu
must be chastised.
Doit être châtié.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He must be trained.
Doit être formé.
Because God wants the image of Jesus to be reflected in you.
Dieu veut que l'image de Christ soit reflétée en vous.
And the only way that can be done
façon que cela puisse
is through fire.
C'est par le feu.
Trials.
Les épreuves.
You are the gold of God.
Vous êtes l'or de Dieu.
And gold is the deity.
Et Dieu est la deité.
Gold. Gold is deity.
L'or, c'est la déité.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And you got deity in you.
Vous avez le saleté en vous.
Deity. You got deity, la divinité.
Deité en vous, la divinité.
But that deity
mais cette divinité
is mixed up with death.
Et mélangé avec des saletés.
And God has to put it on fire.
Et Dieu doit le faire passer
and
par
beat
le feu
it until all the debts are out.
Jusqu'à ce que toutes les
saletés until
sont
his image,
jusqu'à ce que son image
is reflected in you.
En vous.
Can you say amen? Amen? Let's make men in our
ayons
own image.
À notre image.
Police Academy.
L'académie de police.
But you are in divine academy.
Mais vous êtes dans l'académie divine.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So this man is completely changed.
Cet homme est complètement entièrement changé.
He just the only thing he knows is to obey.
La seule chose qu'il connaît c'est obéir.
One brother told me a soldier. He said, "In army, if they ask me to shoot my father, I'll shoot him."
Dans l'armée, un frère a dit dans l'armée, si on me demande de tirer sur mon père, je vais tirer.
Because it that's the army.
Parce que c'est ça l'armée.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That's the army.
C'est ça l'armée.
You have to obey.
Vous devez obéir.
You don't say no, it's my father.
Is
this
pas,
no,
non,
you must
père.
You have to obey.
Tu dois obéir.
So God
si Dieu
wants us to be in his own image.
Veut que nous soyons à son image.
Just obey him.
Ne
you don't obey the pastor. You don't obey any priest,
au pasteur,
bishop.
Prêtre,
you just learn to obey God.
Vous n'apprenez qu'à obéir.
You are ready to do whatever he will ask you to do.
Vous êtes prêt à faire tout ce qu'il vous demande.
Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So he's sure that every order that comes from him,
tout ordre qui vient de lui,
it will be executed.
Sera exécuté.
Amen.
Amen.
Then when the and you know when you are in an academy,
lorsque vous êtes dans l'académie,
there are what you call tests.
Il y a ce qu'on appelle test.
You must write the exams, the tests,
passer un examen,
to check if you are fit.
Vérifier si vous êtes en bonne santé.
No, if you know the what you learned.
Ou vous savez ce que vous avez appris.
And the exam is the trials.
L'examen, ce sont les épreuves.
Amen. And when you have succeeded,
lorsque vous réussissez,
you have finished.
Vous avez fini.
You graduate.
On vous colle.
What come next?
Qu'est-ce qui vient après?
Uniform.
L'uniforme.
They give you a uniform.
On vous donne l'uniforme.
They take your civilian clothes out.
On enlève vos vêtements civils.
They give you the clothes of policemen.
On vous donne les vêtements de police.
What they call uniform.
C'est qu'on appelle l'uniforme.
After the image.
Selon l'image.
After that, the image has been molded in you.
Après que cette image soit façonnée en vous.
They give you the uniform.
On vous donne l'uniforme.
After the image.
Après que l'image.
It's now the likeness.
Maintenant, c'est la ressemblance.
Because the uniform.
Parce que l'uniforme.
Make you like.
Vous fait paraître comme.
People can see you from far. This is a policeman.
Les gens de loin, les gens peuvent voir.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now they can see you. Let us make men in our own image.
Faisons l'homme à notre image.
Into our likeness.
Selon notre ressemblance.
What makes you like?
Qu'est-ce qui fait de vous comme?
The clothing, the garment.
Le vêtement.
So God has to dress you.
Dieu doit vous habiller
with the uniform of the Holy Spirit
avec l'uniforme du Saint-Esprit,
so that they can see you.
Afin qu'ils puissent vous voir.
The character
le caractère
is inside,
est à l'intérieur,
but the uniform,
mais l'uniforme
is what you put outside.
C'est ce que vous mettez
so everyone can see
que tout, afin que tout le monde
what is going on.
Ce qui se passe.
They can see you
ils peuvent voir
from far
de loin
that this is a policeman.
Ça, c'est un policier.
If I go on the street
si je vais sur la rue,
with my clothes,
avec mes
even if I got a suit like this,
même si j'ai
no car will stop and obey me. Because they don't recognize this.
Parce qu'ils ne reconnaissent pas ceci.
They recognize the uniform.
Ils reconnaissent l'uniforme.
They recognize the likeness.
La ressemblance.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
No devil will recognize you.
Aucun diable ne peut vous reconnaître.
If you don't have the likeness of God,
si vous n'êtes pas l'image de Dieu,
you don't speak like God.
Vous ne parlez pas comme
you
Dieu.
Don't walk like
vous
God. You don't behave like God.
Vous comportez pas
the
comme
devil
Dieu.
Looked at you.
Le diable
said, no, you are like us.
Dieu, toi, tu es comme nous.
There is no difference with us.
Aucune différence avec
we
nous.
Don't recognize this clothing.
On ne reconnaît pas.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But when you are clothed
lorsque vous êtes revêtu,
with the word of God,
avec la parole de Dieu,
amen.
Amen.
They can recognize you.
Ils peuvent vous reconnaître.
Adam.
Adam
was clothed
était revêtu
with that garment
de ses vêtements
and all the animals
et tous les animaux
could recognize him
le reconnaissaient.
This is our boss.
Ça, c'est notre patron.
This is our boss.
Ça, c'est notre patron.
But one day
mais un jour
when he sinned
quand il a péché
he find himself
il s'est retrouvé
the clothing was went away.
Il n'était plus revêtu.
Can you say amen? He start hiding himself.
Il a
because the
cacher.
Uniform went back.
Parce que l'uniforme s'en était allé.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the animals,
et les animaux,
the lions,
les lions,
when they look at him,
lorsqu'ils l'ont regardé,
they didn't see anymore the likeness.
Ils ne voyaient plus la ressemblance.
The uniform was not there.
L'uniforme n'était plus là.
When he spoke to them,
lorsqu'il leur parle,
and they come after him,
ils viennent contre lui.
Instead of obeying him,
au lieu de lui obéir,
they start pursuing him.
Ils ont commencé à le suivre.
He start running away.
Il a commencé à suivre.
Because he didn't have anymore.
Parce qu'il n'avait plus l'uniforme.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Same today.
La même chose aujourd'hui.
No sickness.
Pas de maladie.
Will obey you.
Ne peut vous obéir.
If you don't have the authority
si
of God.
Pas l'autorité de Dieu.
The life of God.
La vie de Dieu.
Must be manifested.
Doit être manifesté.
Must be displayed.
Doit être affiché.
They must see that.
Ils doivent voir cela.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
The way you speak.
La façon dont vous
the
parlez,
way you walk.
La façon
the way parler, you behave.
La façon dont vous comportez.
It got an impact.
Ça a un impact.
On the devils.
Sur le diable.
On the demons.
Sur les démons.
They know.
Ils savent.
That you are a Christian.
Que tu es un chrétien.
They can see it.
Ils peuvent le voir.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Aimez-vous?
I'm going to finish now. Are you tired?
Yeah.
Amen. Romans chapter 6 said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like, you see, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, you see, in the likeness of his death,
dans la ressemblance à la conformité de sa mort,
we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Nous le serons aussi par la conformité à sa résurrection.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You see?
Vous voyez?
So we are buried into his in the likeness of his death.
Ensevelis dans la ressemblance de sa mort.
And when we come out of the water,
lorsque nous sortons des eaux,
we come into the likeness of his resurrection.
Nous sortons
in the newness of life.
De sa résurrection.
So we don't conform anymore ourselves to sin.
Au péché.
We don't submit our body to sin.
Nous ne soumettons pas nos corps au péché.
We are in his likeness.
Nous sommes dans sa ressemblance.
We live above sin.
Nous vivons au-dessus du péché.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we got a uniform.
Nous avons l'uniforme.
Joseph had a garment of seven colors.
Avait un vêtement à sept couleurs.
Which gave him a distinction between his brethren and him.
Qui a fait une distinction entre lui et ses frères.
Amen. You know, one day,
vous savez, un jour,
Jesus gave a parable.
Jésus a donné une parabole.
That there was a feast. There was a feast.
Il y avait une fête.
And the master, when he came in, he saw someone
lorsque
without the uniform.
Il a vu quelqu'un dans la fête sans uniforme.
Everyone was supposed to be dressed the same.
Tout le monde était censé.
But this man was different.
Était différent.
Then he asked him, my friend.
Dit, mon ami,
how did you come in?
Comment es-tu entré ici?
And the prophet said, you see, he called him a friend.
Le prophète dit, voyez qu'il a appelé son ami.
He said, it showed that he was a church member.
Ça montre que c'était un membre de l'église.
But he came another way.
Il est venu par une autre
voie. But when you come through the door,
la voie. La façon dont venez par la porte,
when you come through the door,
lorsque vous entrez par la porte,
there is a servant there,
y a un serviteur,
a messenger there,
un messager,
with water,
avec l'eau,
the word,
la parole,
amen, amen, to wash you,
pour vous laver,
and to take out your garment,
et à prendre votre vêtement,
your old self,
votre,
your old nature,
votre vieille nature,
and give you a new garment,
et vous donner un nouveau vêtement,
the righteousness of God,
la justice de Dieu.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you get in there not with your own self righteousness,
si vous y entrez, non pas avec votre justice,
but with his,
mais avec sa justice,
righteousness.
Sa justice.
So you got the same garment, same dress.
Vous êtes tous habillés de la
the justice of God.
La justice de Dieu.
It means the Holy Spirit.
Ça veut dire le Saint-Esprit.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But this man came in.
Mais cet homme est entré.
Without that,
sans cela,
he has to go out.
Et il devrait sortir.
Can you say amen? Amen. And the seven sons of Sceva.
Et les sept fils de Sceva. Sceva.
When they said to this devil, in the name of Jesus, which Paul preached.
Lorsqu'ils ont dit à cet homme au nom de Jésus que Paul prêche.
Get out of this man.
Sors de cet homme.
The devil said.
Le diable a dit.
We know Jesus.
Nous connaissons Jésus.
We know Paul.
Nous connaissons Paul.
We know that he got a garment. He got a uniform.
Nous savons qu'il a.
But you guys don't have a uniform. Who are you?
Pas l'uniforme. Qui êtes-vous?
He beat them.
Il les a battus.
That's what's happening with the church.
C'est ce qui arrive avec l'église.
They try to pray.
Ils essaient de prier.
Without a dress,
sans,
a proper dress.
Sans le bon vêtement.
The devil will recognize only the likeness of God.
Et le démon ne va reconnaître que la ressemblance de Dieu.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
To be a Christian means to be Christ-like.
Être chrétien veut dire ressembler à Christ.
Born of his spirit.
Né de son esprit.
Cleansed by the Holy Ghost.
Lavé par le Saint-Esprit.
And fire.
Et le feu.
A new creature.
Une nouvelle créature.
Created.
Créée.
In the likeness.
À la ressemblance.
And the power.
Et la puissance.
Of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
De la résurrection du Seigneur Jésus.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We are here to identify.
Nous sommes ici pour nous identifier.
In the likeness.
Dans la ressemblance.
Amen of God.
Amen.
De Dieu.
You see?
Vous voyez?
The drivers.
Les conducteurs.
They recognize the uniform.
Reconnaissent l'uniforme.
They brake slide.
Et ils
why?
Freinent pourquoi?
That at his authority.
C'est son autorité.
Look what is behind him.
Regarde ce qu'il y a derrière.
The whole system of the city.
Le système tout entier de la ville
is behind him, the policeman.
Est derrière lui.
The law.
La loi.
Of enforcement
de renforcement
of the city is behind him.
La ville est derrière lui.
That uniform,
cet uniforme
represents that.
Représente cela.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That uniform,
cet uniforme
represents,
représente
the whole system.
Le système entier.
The driver knows that he can kill that man.
Le conducteur sait qu'il peut tuer cet homme.
But he knows that if I kill him,
et il sait que si je le tue,
I got the court behind me.
J'ai la cour derrière.
The prison.
La prison.
Everything
toute chose
is behind this man.
Est derrière cet homme.
I won't deal with him only. I will deal with all the system. So people, when they respect the policeman, they're not respecting the man. They respect the system behind him. You too, you represent a system, a divine system. When you represent the divine system, the devil recognizes the authority you represent. But if you don't represent it, they won't obey you. What do you have to show that you represent the heaven? You are the ambassador of heaven.
Vous êtes l'ambassadeur du ciel.
And when the ambassador is going through your country here,
lorsque l'ambassadeur traverse votre pays ici,
even when he's in his car,
même dans sa voiture,
he got his flag, the flag of the country on his car,
il a le drapeau de son pays,
to show you that he's from that country.
Pour montrer qu'il vient de ce pays-là.
When you go to the embassy,
lorsque vous allez à l'ambassade,
the flag is there,
le drapeau est là,
to show that he represents the country here.
Qu'il représente un pays,
he must show something.
Il doit montrer
people must see that he represents that country.
Les gens doivent voir qu'il représente.
But sometimes Christians are afraid.
Mais parfois les chrétiens ont peur.
To show
montrer
what they represent.
Ce qu'ils représentent.
Sometimes you are even ashamed.
Parfois vous avez même
to pray in the restaurant.
De prier dans le restaurant.
They see me before you pray. But when you pray,
ou lorsque vous priez,
the quick short prayer.
C'est une.
Why are you afraid? They are not ashamed.
Ils n'ont pas honte.
To smoke.
De fumer.
And they smoke everywhere.
Et ils fument.
They are polluting
partout.
Everywhere. They are not ashamed. Why are we afraid? Why are you ashamed to pray? We don't pollute the air.
Nous ne polluons pas l'air.
We are even blessing them by praying.
Nous les bénissons même.
But we are ashamed to pray.
Nous avons honte de prier.
We must be proud.
Nous devons être fiers.
To represent our country.
De représenter notre pays.
Can you say amen? Amen. We are afraid.
Nous avons peur.
To represent heaven.
De représenter le ciel.
You meet people.
Vous rencontrez les gens.
You part with them.
Vous partez avec
and eux. They don't know that you are praying, you are Christian.
Vous séparez, ils ne savent même pas que vous êtes
that Christian. You believe the message.
Et vous croyez le message.
Sometimes they ask you a question.
Parfois, ils vous posent la question.
You start going like this.
Et vous commencez à vous éloigner.
You must put on the uniform.
Vous devez vous mettre l'uniforme.
You know, Peter, even when he was trying to get to run away, they said, no, even the way you speak.
Pierre, lorsqu'il essayait de s'enfuir,
even the way you speak,
même la façon dont tu parles,
it's like them.
Ça montre que
it was a uniform.
C'était l'uniforme.
Can you say amen?
Je vais vous dire amen.
That uniform represents that.
Cet uniforme représente cela.
It's not what he is.
Ce n'est pas ce que c'est.
Ce qu'il est.
Ce n'est pas ce qu'il est.
But what he represents.
Mais ce qu'il représente.
That's what the officer.
C'est ça l'office.
It's not that little man.
Ce n'est pas ce petit
he's
homme.
He's just an ordinary man.
C'est juste un homme ordinaire.
Oh, but what he represents, the uniform.
Mais ce qu'il représente, l'uniforme.
Let's put on.
Revêtons-nous.
Let us put on.
Revêtons-nous.
Not the idol, but what the individual ought to be dressed.
Non pas l'idole, mais c'est que l'individu
have to put to dress on.
Doit se revêtir.
Let us put on the whole armor of God.
Revêtons-nous de toute l'armure de Dieu.
The helmet of salvation.
Le casque du salut.
This great big shield.
Ce grand bouclier.
The size of the door, faith.
La foi.
Amen. Our armor is Jesus Christ.
Notre armure, c'est Jésus Christ.
All the devils slide their brakes when they see that.
Tous les démons s'arrêtent parce que quand ils voient cela.
When they see that the lorsqu'ils full voient, armor of God.
Lorsqu'ils voient l'armure de Dieu.
The true baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Le vrai baptême du Saint-Esprit.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That the all the full armor of God.
C'est ça l'armure de Dieu.
Can you say amen? Amen. After your character has been molded.
Après que votre caractère soit moulé,
God gives you the Holy Ghost.
Dieu vous donne le Saint-Esprit.
Can you say amen? Amen. He put on the true baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Ils se revêtit du vrai baptême du Saint-Esprit.
And they can see that authority.
Et ils peuvent voir l'autorité.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
maintenant,
he said also one thing.
Il dit aussi une chose.
He said, then when the driver saw that shining badge.
Lorsque le conducteur a vu ces badges brillants.
Which is the token.
Qui est le signe.
Can you say amen? The display of the Holy Ghost.
L'affiche du Saint-Esprit.
The blood applied. The blood applied.
Le sang appliqué.
The life applied, displayed.
La vie affichée.
Confirming your authority.
Confirmant votre autorité.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because anyone can go to somewhere and buy some uniform. Fake uniform. You know that there are some fake soldiers. In South Africa, we go to that.
Même en Afrique du Sud, vous avez cela.
Criminals.
Les criminels.
They put on the uniform of policemen or soldiers.
De police.
One day, I was almost hijacked with my family by fake policemen.
Pris en otage avec ma famille.
So I was in my car.
J'étais dans ma voiture.
And with all the children.
Et avec tous les enfants.
So one car came and full of policemen.
Une voiture est venue plein de policiers.
And they stopped me.
Ils m'ont arrêté, ils m'ont stoppé.
And the children said, Daddy, don't stop.
Les enfants ont dit, papa ne s'arrête, n'arrête pas.
I said, why?
J'ai dit pourquoi.
Said, they are not so policemen.
Ils sont pas des policiers.
I said, how do you know?
Il dit, comment est-ce que vous savez?
Said, they don't have badges.
Ils n'ont pas de badge.
Amen. Children knew better than me.
Les enfants connaissaient mieux que moi.
You know, they learned that in school, but me, I don't know.
Ils l'ont appris à l'école, mais moi,
he said, they don't have badges.
Ils n'ont pas de badge.
And the policemen,
et les policiers,
when they got uniform,
lorsqu'ils ont l'uniforme,
they don't go in the cars without, how you call it?
Sirene.
No, the car, it was a normal car. Unmarked, yeah, unmarked car. Say, when they got the uniform, they don't go in unmarked car.
Donc, un policier, quand il est en uniforme, il ne va pas dans une voiture qui n'a pas d'inscription de police.
And they don't have badges.
Et ils n'ont pas de badge.
So I just went past and they started following me.
Et j'ai continué, ils ont commencé à me suivre.
And when I go to the police station, they ran away.
Et je suis allé dans une station de police et ils se sont enfuis.
You see, because if my children were not there, I could stop and they could hijack me.
Et si mes enfants n'étaient pas là, je pouvais m'arrêter.
So you see, they can go and got fake uniforms.
Ils peuvent aller avoir des fausses uniformes.
And the Bible said they got a form of goldness.
La Bible dit qu'ils ont la forme de piété.
But
mais
they deny the power thereof. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Some people put on a fake form. The prophet say, some people can produce virtues.
Le prophète dit que certaines personnes peuvent produire les vertus.
But it's not from the Holy Ghost.
Mais ça ne vient pas du Saint-Esprit.
It's from themselves.
Ça vient d'eux-mêmes.
But the badge,
mais le badge
gives you authority.
Vous donne l'autorité.
It's a token.
Ah, c'est un signe.
Oh God, we realize that.
Oh Dieu, nous comprenons cela.
That the badge of authority,
le badge de l'autorité,
the prophet is not a name of a denomination.
Ce n'est pas le nom d'une dénomination.
But it's the power.
Mais c'est la puissance.
The power of the resurrection of Christ.
C'est la résurrection de Christ.
In each individual life.
Dans la vie individuelle.
So the power.
La vie
of the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
la puissance et la résurrection de Jésus Christ,
in your life,
c'est votre vie,
in your life,
dans votre vie,
it's the badge.
C'est le badge.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Aimez-vous.
Do you love him?
Aimez-vous.
So you see with this,
si vous voyez avec ceci,
the image of God,
l'image de Dieu,
the character,
le caractère,
the likeness,
la ressemblance.
Amen. And the token.
Et le signe.
This man when he go on the street.
Ah, lorsque cet homme se présente sur la rue.
Now I'm finishing. When he stop a truck.
Lorsqu'il arrête un camion.
And the truck doesn't stop.
Et le camion ne s'arrête pas.
He doesn't fight.
Il ne se bat pas.
With the truck.
Avec le.
He go aside. He let it go.
Ah, il va de côté.
And you'll take the number plate.
De la plaque.
And phone the headquarter.
Et il appelle le quartier général.
And the headquarter,
le quartier général,
will send,
va envoyer,
now motorists to go and enforce,
des motoristes pour aller renforcer,
and stop that truck.
Et là, arrêter ces camions.
That's what you do.
Ah, c'est ce que vous faites.
When you pray,
lorsque vous priez,
and the devil doesn't want to go,
et le diable ne veut pas s'en aller,
you phone the headquarter.
Vous appelez
the heavenly headquarter. And God got angels.
Et Dieu a des anges.
He will send them.
Il va les envoyer
to enforce the law.
Enforcer la loi.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Vous
so
amen.
We have the right to enforce the law.
Et nous avons le droit de renforcer la loi.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The law of the Spirit of God is to force Satan to give up.
La loi de l'Esprit de Dieu, c'est de forcer Satan à abandonner.
And the church is given the rightful legal rights by the Bible.
L'église, on a donné à l'église les droits légaux par la Bible.
To take the Holy Spirit
and
enforce this upon Satan.
Renforcer ceci sur Satan.
One day,
un jour,
they stole a car of one brother.
On a volé la voiture d'un
and
frère.
They came to see Brother Branham.
Et il est allé voir le frère Branham.
And Brother Branham with five brothers.
Frère Branham avec cinq autres frères.
They went down on their knees.
Ah, ils sont allés au
I said, we prayed.
Ils ont prié.
Hallelujah. And then he saw a vision.
Et il a vu une vision.
He saw the Holy Spirit.
Il a vu le Saint-Esprit.
As God's agent.
Avec, qui a des agents.
Non, comme l'agent de Dieu.
Comme l'agent de Dieu.
He went upon the driver.
Il est allé sur le conducteur.
The criminal.
Les criminels.
And the Holy Ghost went upon him.
Et le Saint-Esprit.
And said, I saw the Holy Ghost condemning him.
Vu le Saint-Esprit le
bring it back. Bring it back.
Amen.
Bring it back.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So when you got the authority,
lorsque vous avez l'autorité,
and whatever you say,
et tout ce que vous dites,
God will send the Holy Ghost
Dieu va envoyer le Saint-Esprit
to enforce your words,
to
enforce your decision.
Votre
can you say amen?
Amen.
Let us make men in our own image.
In our
likeness.
À notre ressemblance.
Let him have dominion.
Il domine.
The man who is having dominion,
l'homme qui a la domination,
is the man in the image of
c'est
God.
L'homme selon l'image de Dieu.
In his likeness.
Il est
without that,
sans cela,
you'll never have dominion.
Vous n'aurez jamais la domination.
May God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
It's the desire of every believer, yeah?
C'est le désir de chaque croyant.
Is to be like Jesus.
C'est d'être comme Jésus.
Not just outwardly.
Non pas seulement à l'extérieur.
But an inward image.
Mais à l'image intérieure.
And friends, that's not the work of man.
Amis, ça c'est pas l'œuvre d'un homme.
That's the work of the
ça,
great
c'est l'œuvre
potter.
Du grand potier.
But you can help him.
Mais vous pouvez l'aider.
By submission.
en soumission,
by saying, "Have thine own way."
En disant que ta volonté.
You are the potter.
Tu es la,
I am the clay.
Le potier et je suis l'argile.
As Brother Lubanza was saying.
Comme le frère Lubanza
there's times he deals with you.
Les temps de traiter avec
because
vous.
He's trying to get the dross out.
Parce qu'il est, quand il traite avec
because he vous, wants the reflection
de
of the gold.
Il veut la, la réflexion
but
du
human natures, we don't want it like that.
Mais nous, nous ne voulons pas comme cela.
We want the easy way.
Nous le voulons de
so façon like Jonah, facile. We get in the ship, we want to go to Tarshish.
C'est comme Jonah dans le bateau, il veut aller à Tarshish.
And the Lord has to bring you around again.
Et le Seigneur doit te
and they deal with you on that situation
et
once again.
Avec toi de cette
the best thing to ask yourself
et la meilleure, chose c'est de
is what is he trying to do in my life?
Qu'est-ce qu'il essaie de faire dans ma vie?
There's something he doesn't like.
Il y a quelque chose qu'il
there's
ne veut
something
pas.
He wants to get
quelque
out.
Chose qu'il veut faire sortir.
Let him deal with it.
Qu'il traite avec
and then you move on to the next stage
alors,
of life.
T'en vas à l'étape suivante de la vie.
Go through the pain.
Passer
submit
par les
yourself.
Peines.
Friends, that's how you get further on in your Christian experience.
Yes.
And there's always a great blessing after that. Once you've submitted that to the Lord, you've come in subjection to Him. He doesn't force you. But it's that act of your will. Friends, let Him have His way. That's what we desire. Maybe the musician, Brother George, can come. Let's sing that song. I have a maker. He knows my name. Friends, he, before the world was formed,
avant que le monde soit créé,
he knew all about us.
Il nous
why not just
déjà.
Bring ourselves in subjection to him?
Nous
you might not understand some of the things you're going through.
Peut-être que vous comprenez pas les choses que vous traversez,
but he does.
Mais lui le connaît.
Because God is behind every move,
parce
as we know.
Dieu est derrière chaque mouvement.
God has a purpose in all things.
Dieu a un but dans chaque chose.
The Bible says, let us subject ourselves
la Bible dit, soumettons-nous
to the Father of spirits and live.
Au Père des esprits.
That's the best thing we can do.
C'est la meilleure chose que nous pouvons faire.
I have a maker. Before my heart, before even time began, my life was in His hand. He knows my name. I have a father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name.
Song, I bless your name. I'm sure that's your desire as well, just to bless his name this day. We thank the Lord for the word.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for truth. It's a powerful thing. Let's just keep looking at the image of the Word.
Amen.
Until we fashion into the same image, friends. In prisoner's chains.
In prisoner's chains.
With bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas prayed that night. And in their pain began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing. Their pain. For their chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name, I bless. Oh, we bless your name, I bless your name.
I give you honor, I give you praise. You are.
Some midnight hour.
Oh, if you should find you in a praise, then in your mind, reach up, reach up and pray.
Defy those chains. I bless your name, I bless. Oh, I bless your name.
I give you honor, I give you praise. Oh, you are the Lord, the truth, the way,
the truth and the way. I bless your name. Oh, we bless you, Lord. I bless your name. So if you find, oh, that in your life
you in the midst
of time so high, oh, reach out. I bless your name, I bless. Oh, I bless your name.
I give you honor, I give you praise.
You are the light, the truth and the way. Oh, we bless.
Let's bow our heads, friends. You know where you are today. You know where you are in God's dealings with you. And I would just really, really encourage each person here today. Just lay yourself on the altar. Just give yourself into his hands. Because friends, the great intelligence of the potter, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's unfolding and forming. And what a wonderful thing when you start to see his image. When you start to see the purpose unfolding itself. How wonderful that is. Because he'll lead you in ways that you never expected to go. He'll lead you through things that you never would expect to go through. But when you see it all at the end, friends, how wonderful and how wise he is. So let's submit ourselves to the one who has started the work. And let's just say, Father, let your will be done. Glorify your name.
Amen.
You just continue the wonderful work that you've started in me.
Hallelujah.
And friends, along the way, he's going to put tests. He's going to put things in your way. And you
Amen.
Just exercise the authority that is given to you. And like the prophet says, he will confirm it to you in your own way. And you will see, he's with me. You know, you might just have killed a lion. There's still a Goliath to come. You know,
Amen.
God knows exactly how to lead us. And for
Amen.
Testimonies past, how we thank him. for things He's taken us through, how we appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
For victories to come, we go forward with an expectation. Because that's what we'll put on this earth for. That's a wonderful thought this afternoon, friends. There's a purpose.
Hallelujah.
Let Him have His way. Let Him be glorified. Let His will be done. Friends, it's the desire of every believer's soul. Wherever you are in your life, why don't we just put ourselves before the Lord for a few minutes here. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, I do appreciate and I thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. I thank You for Your grace. I thank You, Father, for Your goodness and I thank You for Your kindness, Lord. As I look unto Thee. Just ask Brother Mike if he doesn't mind closing in prayer. If you could just remember Brother Brian, Sister Deirdre, with problems with their car. So let's really pray the Lord will do something for them. Amen.
How wonderful, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank You for the day, Lord.
Amen.
Christ, have You just been wonderful today, Father?
Amen.
Have been dying around Thy table, Father.
Amen.
How our souls are fed to the brim by Thy word, Lord. And how You appreciate this opportunity, Father.
Yes, yes,
Lord,
yes,
we need to. We want to spend the whole day before You, Father.
Amen.
We don't want to live here alone, God.
Amen.
And we just want to steady, Lord, sit down before Thee, Father, so that You continue to minister unto our
Amen.
Souls, God.
Yes,
we thank You for Your precious word.
Yes.
That is so much precious, that Lord, we love You so much, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank You for this wonderful day.
Amen.
Lord, we couldn't have asked for any better, oh God.
Amen.
We thank You for Your word that has come in the morning and in the afternoon, Father.
Amen.
Oh, we bless Your name, oh God.
Yes, God.
For Lord, we commit the rest into Your hands, Father.
Amen.
All that we are praying, oh God, is that Your purpose in our lives shall stand.
Yes.
The reason why, Lord God, You still keep us alive, Lord.
Amen.
The reason why we are still alive, Father.
Yes,
Lord, let it be established in our life, oh God.
Amen.
Let Your will override our will, oh God.
Amen.
Break down our will and remove our will, oh God.
Yes,
let Your will take complete control over
Amen.
Our will, Father.
Yes,
and lead us the way that, Lord God, You want us to be, Father.
Amen.
For we are on earth for a reason.
Yes.
For we are on earth for a purpose.
Yes,
that's
Amen.
Why, Lord God, we are not dead yet, Father. We are looking up unto You alone.
Yes,
take complete control of our life, Lord.
Amen.
Bless our brother who just preached, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord, replenish him, God.
Amen.
Refresh him once again.
Yes, God. Yes,
anoint him with more of Your words, oh God.
Yes.
Anoint our person
Please,
as well, Father Lord
Amen.
God, for the word that came out in the morning, Father.
Please, Lord.
Oh, Lord, how wonderful it was, Lord.
Amen.
May You refresh him once again, oh God.
Please, Lord.
Oh, Lord, open this morning, understand, Lord God, to see more of Your ministries, Father Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For ministries for us, Father.
Amen.
We pray, Father Lord, committing Brother Brian and Stadina into Your hands, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For their car, Father Lord God.
Amen.
You are a great provider.
Yes.
Lift up Your hands, oh God.
Yes.
And Lord God, sort them out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless them, I pray, Father Lord God.
Amen.
You commit, Lord, our little brother who is sick into Your hands,
yes.
Father.
Amen.
Oh, Thou great healer,
Amen.
We lift him before You, Father.
Yes, Lord.
The devil is a liar, oh
Amen.
God. May You minister healing to his body
yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, bless every sister,
yes.
every brother, every
Amen.
Child, oh God.
Amen.
And as we
Amen.
Leave here, Father, Lord, we are not leaving Your presence. As we go, may we continue to
Amen.
Ponder
yes,
upon this question, oh God.
Please,
for Your purpose of our life, Father.
Amen.
Lord, help us, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, to know it, oh God. And help us to live according to Thy word, Father.
Amen.
Until You bring us here again, Father, we shall give You the glory.
Amen.
We shall give You praise, oh God. Our brother Lozumba, Lord, brother Joseph, as he traveled back home, Father,
Amen.
Grant him a safe transportation, message, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him for taking him through around the world, Lord God.
Amen.
Replenish the strength that has gone out of him, Father.
Please, Lord.
This virtue of God, let it come back unto him again, Father.
Amen.
Bless us all as we live here, Father, Lord. When you tarry, Father, and the day comes back again, bring us here again, Lord.
Please,
we shall
Lord.
Give You the glory. We thank You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Saints, we thank the Lord for the day.
Amen.
It's been good. It's the coolness of the evening. We can go and rest.
Amen.
Filled with good things. It's been a wonderful time. We do thank Brother Lubanza. Wonderful message. Wonderful stuff. May the Lord continue to
Amen.
Minister to us. To bring us to the place that He has ordained us to be. May the Lord bless you this week. Grant you traveling mercies.
Amen.
Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
Shackled by the heavy burden, let the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus, He touched me, and now I am no longer the same.
touch me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul,
floods my soul.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Oh,
since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I shall never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity.
Oh, he touched me.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Floods my soul.
Something happened. And now I know he touched me. And he